Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
From the outside, she looked like anyone else, a young woman moving through ordinary days, carrying textbooks, greeting neighbors, unlocking doors to apartments that never stayed quiet for long enough. But the truth was far stranger and lonelier than anyone around her could have guessed. For almost 8 years, something had been shadowing her life, sliding in and out of rooms she tried desperately to keep safe, slipping into the hours when she believed she should have been able to rest. And no matter how many times she moved or how fiercely she tried to shut out the possibility, the unexplained found her again and again, as if drawn to her in ways she never asked for and could never control. None of it started with seances or Ouija boards or the kind of thrill-seeking that builds ghost stories. She had never gone looking for the paranormal. If anything, she spent most of her life hoping she'd never see it at all. Her mother loved horror and claimed she'd welcome a supernatural encounter, but the daughter had always felt differently. To her, the unknown wasn't entertainment. It was weight. It was dread. It was something that pressed into her skin long before anyone else could sense it. There had been small glimpses in early childhood, strange movements in her peripheral vision, moments that chilled her in ways she couldn't articulate, but she dismissed them the way most children do. smoothing out the edges of memory until they resembled imagination. She didn't trust those recollections. She didn't treat them as evidence. It was only when she turned 17 that the strange stopped hiding in shadows and began stepping directly into the path of her life. At the time, she lived with her boyfriend in a small house that felt too quiet, too hollow, especially on the nights he worked late. She'd return home after dark and see shadows moving inside even before she unlocked the sliding glass door. They weren't illusions or reflections. She knew the difference. These shadows moved with intent, slipping out of sight the moment she entered, leaving behind only the kind of silence that makes someone's pulse quicken without knowing why. Each night she checked every lock, every window, every room, determined to prove she was imagining it. But nothing was ever disturbed, and no one was ever there. Only the feeling remained. One night, drifting towards sleep, a loud sudden bang erupted beside her head. She snapped on the light. The blind cords beside the window, weighted at the ends, were swinging violently against the wall, still trembling as if someone had struck them seconds earlier. There was no breeze, no open window, no explanation, and yet the room felt freshly shaken, like something had passed through and disrupted the air without bothering to hide its presence. Another time, while packing her boyfriend's mother's belongings, she focused on a particularly bright, unattractive shirt, one of those gaudy patterns impossible to ignore, and placed it in a pile of clothes on a chair. She left the room for only a moment. When she returned, the pile of shirts she had stacked remained perfectly undisturbed, but the bright shirt she had silently judged was now spread out on the floor a full meter away. Not fallen, not slid, but laid out flat as though someone had placed it there on purpose. The house began to feel alive, breathing, shifting, watching, but not everything was frightening. One night as she lay in bed, half asleep, a strange stillness settled over her body. She couldn't move, not out of panic, but because something, someone, felt wrapped around her. A weight draped gently across her side, an arm and leg holding her with the unmistakable softness of a protective embrace. It should have terrified her, but it didn't. In that moment, warmth replaced fear. Comfort erased the tension in her shoulders. The presence lingered for minutes before lifting away, leaving her awake and puzzled, but strangely untouched by dread. That peaceful moment did not last. One day, after an argument with her boyfriend, he threw her phone up into the attic space through a manhole in the ceiling. Determined to retrieve it the next day, she climbed up using the built-in cupboard as a foothold. She rested with her back against the manhole's frame, shining her flashlight into the dusty dark. The attic was silent until a cold wind burst around her, whipping her hair and chilling her arms. She scanned the beams for gaps or holes where the breeze could have entered, but there were none. And then her flashlight died instantly. She jumped down, tapped the flashlight, and it flickered back on. She climbed again. The same icy gust swept over her, and the light died a second time, this time refusing to revive. She never climbed into that attic again. Eventually, she left the house, believing distance would protect her. For almost a year, she lived without incident. But as soon as she moved into her cousin's home at 18, the quiet she had clung to unraveled. Her cousin worked nights, and his wife and children were temporarily living with relatives, leaving her alone in a house that seemed too new, too empty, too unfinished. She slept in the living room to avoid the long hallway leading to her bedroom, a hallway that made the hairs on her arms rise, long before she understood why. The garage door connected to the kitchen unnerved her most of all, partly because the manhole in the garage ceiling reminded her of the attic incident, and partly because sometimes she thought she saw something shift in the shadows near it. One night, she heard the garage door swing open. She got up, already afraid, and found the door wide open, though the lock remained firmly engaged. She shut it, locked it again, rattled it to test it, and walked back to the living room. Moments later, the door opened again, smoothly, deliberately, silently. This time, she refused to approach it. She stayed on the couch all night, watching the doorway from a distance. She told herself she needed to face her fear. So one night she forced herself to sleep in the bedroom down the hallway. She turned off the lights, slid under the blankets, and tried to fall asleep before dread could fully settle over her. But minutes later, she heard footsteps in the kitchen, the sharp rhythm of feet striking tile. Then the sounds shifted to the carpet, moving steadily down the hallway toward her room. The footsteps entered, paced beside her bed, turned, and walked back toward the hall. When she bolted upright and turned on every light in the house, the space was empty. Still trembling, she spoke aloud to the darkness, asking the presence to stay in its area while she stayed in hers. From the ceiling, exactly where she believed the entity originated, came a sharp, unmistakable knock. And for the first time in her life, she addressed something she could not see. When her cousin returned home, she told him everything. The footsteps, the door that opened itself, the knock in the ceiling answering her spoken questions. And for the first time, someone didn't dismiss her. Instead, her cousin explained that he had heard things too. Footsteps traveling across the ceiling toward his 4-year-old daughter's room and the strange smell of burning oil drifting through the hallway at night for no reason at all. It wasn't comforting, but it was validating. Whatever she was experiencing wasn't born from imagination. The house itself had its own rhythm, its own behaviors, a life she and her cousin both felt but couldn't explain. When his wife and daughter finally returned home, the activity intensified. Lights in the little girl's bedroom malfunctioned constantly. Batteries drained without reason and worked perfectly again in daylight. Several nights, the child crawled into her bed, trembling, unwilling to speak about what scared her. But one afternoon after lunch, the little girl finally said the words, "There are shadow people in my room." She said it plainly, as children do when they're telling the truth they don't yet know how to fear. And hoping the girl was mistaken, she asked if she meant her mother or father, shapes in the dark, moving around the bed. The child shook her head. "No," she said, "shadow people." And she refused to sleep without a nightlight ever again. These stories might have frightened someone else into leaving, but fate pulled her in a different direction. Before long, she took a job working on remote sheep stations far out in the Australian desert, isolated properties hundreds of kilometers from anything familiar. She welcomed the idea of open sky and long stretches of silence, believing maybe she could escape whatever had been following her since she was a teenager. But the desert, wide and empty, came with its own kind of solitude, one that magnified every small sound. One night, alone in her accommodation, she heard someone knock at her window, a sharp, deliberate tapping. She checked outside. Nothing. Not a person, not an animal, not even nearby footprints in the red dirt. The nearest town was nearly 500 kilometers away. No one should have been within reach. Another night, doors slammed repeatedly inside her quarters, but she convinced herself it was the wind pushing through cracks in the old structure. Alone in the desert, it was easier to accept the logical explanation than the alternative. For a while, she managed. She worked, she slept, she tried to forget, and then she left the stations behind to pursue university, a fresh start, a new life in a different city. But the strange quiet that greeted her in the dorms felt familiar. And within weeks, the disturbances began again, sharper and more intrusive than before. It started with her breathing. Twice she woke from sleep, gasping, unable to draw air, her throat tightening as if invisible hands had closed around it. She would bolt upright, heart racing, searching the room for any explanation except the one pressing against her mind. During one of those nights, lying on her back with her arms stretched above her head, she felt a finger, light, deliberate, run its length down her exposed armpit as casually as someone idly brushing dust from a table. She sat up immediately, knowing without question she hadn't imagined it. Soon her belongings began to shift. Books and pens were pushed from her desk while she watched. Clothes fell from hangers inside her wardrobe without sound or warning. Her bedding held impressions, clear depressions of weight beside her legs, her hips, the empty space beside her pillow, as if someone sat down or leaned over her before slipping away again. She saw shadows too, swift and purposeful. Streaks of darkness flickering across her room, and once the silhouette of a person standing in her doorway despite every light being on. The unexplained smells returned as well. First, the acrid scent of burning hair lingering in the air. Then later, the warm, sweet aroma of candle wax and potpourri drifting through the room, even when nothing had been lit or sprayed. Sometimes she woke with bruises on her upper arms, perfect finger-shaped marks as though someone had held her down. She began to dread closing her eyes. She began to sleep less. She began to unravel. The worst encounter came late one night as she hovered on the edge of sleep. The air shifted first, a sudden drop in temperature that sucked warmth from the room and tightened across her chest. Before she could move, something patted her right foot, not a brush of fabric, not imagination, a hand, then another pat just below her knee, then one above it. And suddenly the blankets were yanked sharply downward, pulled a full 10 centimeters before catching beneath her arm, her whole body locked in terror. She lay still, refusing to give the moment any acknowledgement. But minutes later, the exact sequence repeated. The cold, the three distinct pats along her leg, the violent tug at her bedding. M. She turned on the light and grabbed her phone with shaking hands. It was 2:30 a.m. She called her mother immediately, sobbing the words she had never spoken aloud with such certainty. There is something here. Something is in this room with me. She needed someone else to know, someone who wouldn't let her dismiss it as a nightmare in the morning. From that night forward, she could not sleep in darkness. She kept lights on around the clock, lamps, the ceiling light, the flickering glow of the television. She slept only when the sun began filtering through the blinds, when her mind believed daylight could keep her safe. Over time, exhaustion hollowed her out. She studied at night, slept in scattered afternoon hours, and lived in a constant state of vigilance. She lost her job because her body simply couldn't keep up. Yet even after seeing doctors, even after being prescribed medication for anxiety and insomnia, she knew the root of her fear was not imagined, not invented, not chemical. She knew this because the pattern never changed. No matter where she moved, no matter how many walls separated her from the past, the presence always resurfaced eventually, as if it had followed her through every move, every job, every new beginning. And deep down, she feared it wasn't done with her yet. In the months that followed, she became a shadow of the person she once was, moving through her days in a fog of exhaustion, alertness, and dread. She lived in a rhythm that didn't make sense to anyone around her, studying until dawn, sleeping in short bursts, drinking coffee like medicine, avoiding her own bedroom until the sky began to lighten. She didn't tell many people why. She learned the hard way that most people don't believe in the things that happen after midnight, the things that move when no one should be awake enough to see them. But she couldn't pretend anymore. Not after everything she'd survived. Not after she'd felt fingers on her skin, pressure on her chest, the cold gnawing through her bones like winter spilling through an open door. It was no longer about proving what she'd experienced. It was about survival. She tried to rationalize it all. Maybe this was anxiety. Maybe this was stress. Maybe her mind was simply worn thin by years of strange occurrences that lingered at the edges of her life. But each time she tried to convince herself of that, she'd wake with fresh bruises on her arms, dark, fingertip-shaped shadows that looked like someone had held her down with force. She'd flip her blanket to find it pulled down again, farther than she could have kicked it in her sleep. She'd see the corner of her mattress dip, as though someone had settled into the space beside her, before slowly rising and slipping into the dark. She tried to ignore it. She tried to sleep anyway. But ignoring something doesn't erase it. It only tells it that you're too tired to resist. And deep down, she knew that whatever walked beside her, whatever leaned against her bed or hovered near her door, it wasn't finished. The haunting didn't come in grand, cinematic moments. It gathered itself in small ways. The soft scrape of fabric shifting when it shouldn't. The flicker of shadow caught in the mirror when she turned her head. The faint smell of burnt hair drifting across her pillow before dawn. And then, Just when she managed to convince herself she was imagining it, something unmistakable would happen. A pat on her leg, a hand pressing into her mattress, a violent tug at the blankets. She told herself this couldn't be real. She told herself she must be losing her mind. But she'd seen enough over the years to know better. This wasn't new, it was simply louder now. She thought back to the house with the sliding glass door where shadows crossed behind the curtains when she came home late. She thought about the shirt that had been flung from a chair without disturbing the ones above it. The cold rush in the manhole, the flashlight dying, the sensation of someone laying beside her, protective and heavy. Even back then, before she knew how deep this went, the presence had been circling, watching, learning her patterns. She thought about her cousin's daughter whispering about shadow people, about footsteps in the hallway that changed sound with the flooring beneath them, about the knock from the ceiling that answered her questions. She realized something she had never allowed herself to say out loud. It had never been the houses. It had been her. Where she went, it followed. And the moment she acknowledged that truth, even silently, things escalated again. One night, shortly after 3 a.m., she woke to the sensation of something pressing down on her chest. Not violently, but with enough weight that her breath caught in her throat. She couldn't move. She couldn't speak. The air felt thick, charged, almost electrical. She opened her eyes and saw for just a moment a distortion in the air above her, like heat rising off asphalt in summer. And beneath that shimmering outline, the unmistakable dip of a figure leaning over her. She tore herself free, gasping for breath, stumbling from the bed, and flipping on every light in the room. She didn't sleep again until she saw sunlight. Another night, she woke to complete silence. No refrigerator hum, no distant traffic, no night birds. Just a stillness, so absolute it rang in her ears. She held her breath, listening. And then she felt it. A cold fingertip running across the top of her hand. Slow. Purposeful. Claiming. She knew then that she couldn't keep pretending this would go away. She went to a doctor out of desperation, hoping that maybe, just maybe, there was a scientific explanation that made sense. Something diagnosable. Something fixable. But when she described her symptoms without the supernatural details, the doctor diagnosed her with anxiety disorder and handed her a prescription for antidepressants and sleeping pills. She took the sleeping pills occasionally. Exhaustion left her little choice. But she didn't take the antidepressants. Because she wasn't depressed. She was terrified. She knew what she felt at night wasn't born from chemical imbalance, and she knew her fears weren't imagined. She knew bruises don't form in perfect finger-shaped ovals from anxiety. And she knew blankets don't pull themselves 10 centimeters down a bed in two identical sequences. She kept studying, kept working, kept moving through her life in fragments, but each day she felt herself drifting farther from normalcy. She no longer trusted the dark. She no longer trusted silence. She no longer trusted her own bed. And slowly, she became someone who lived in the spaces between night and morning. Someone who didn't allow herself to rest because resting meant surrendering her guard. She tried to ignore the weight settling at the foot of her bed. She tried to ignore the dip in her mattress. She tried to ignore the shadows that flickered along her walls. But every night, something reminded her that ignoring it was not the same as escaping it. One evening, as she lay awake waiting for dawn, a realization settled over her like cold fog. Something has been with her for years, and it doesn't intend to let go. That truth changed everything. She no longer asked whether it was real. She no longer questioned whether she was imagining things. The only question left was the one she whispered into darkness when she knew no one else could hear. What do you want from me? The room never answered, but something shifted in the silence as though the darkness itself was listening. And she knew deep in her bones, just as she knew when she woke gasping for breath, when hands pulled at her blankets, when bruises bloomed on her skin, that whatever had followed her through every home, every desert station, every quiet dorm room, was still listening, still watching, still waiting. She didn't know why it chose her. She didn't know what it wanted. But she knew one thing with absolute certainty. It wasn't finished, and neither was the night.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.